training. Drill before breakfast. Dear sir, I've now been out in France a fortnight. I'm getting on quite well in the army. Food is also good and plentiful. Of course, I find the life much rougher from that which I've been used to. But it is fine experience all the same. We were at Longmoor Camp for a week, where we were equipped and put through elementary drills. We slept in a big hut there and had a sack of straw and 3 blankets each. The huts, of which ours was one, were called Apple Pie, and they're about a mile from the camp. So we had to be up at 6 every morning in order to march down the parade at camp. The parade was at 7:15 a.m. Some mornings we had an hour's drill before breakfast. It was about 11 p.m., I should think. Then we arrived at Longmoor on the 31st of March, and consequently we went straight to our hut. No light was provided, so we had to fish about for our beds in the dark. Fortunately, it was moonlight, and after some time a lantern was brought. We were only too glad when getting up. Time came the next morning. It was before 6. We marched down to the camp and were inspected by the sergeant major, and after waiting some time went into breakfast. Roast sausage was the chief item on the menu, but our amazement, no knives and forks were supplied for us. Well, the only thing was to convey the sausage to our mouths with fingers. The nearest thing to a knife and fork that some had was a pair of nail scissors, so these were used. Personally, I did not know whether to feel shocked or to laugh at the situation. It ended in the latter. We ordered fellows, got to one table, and we had a good laugh before we could eat much. It was a hopeless situation to be in. Now, don't let this discourage anyone from coming, but I warn him, bring a knife and fork. After the first day, we were issued with kits, and we treasure our knives now. We came across on the mail boat Hantonia from Southampton to Havre. We had to sleep in huts there on the docks, but the sleeping accommodation was better. We audit fellows were able to keep together till last Saturday night, when Pond and I were sent off to different railheads. He is at Third Corps railhead. We had to travel in horse boxes during the night. We travelled in this manner Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. French shunting is severe. We were awfully shaken up. Saturday and Sunday were about 30 in the trucks. Monday was 17. We were fortunate enough to get out into every town which we stopped during the day. On Tuesday night, another young fellow and I were stranded at a station somewhere in France, and we were instructed by military authorities to sleep in goods shed. We had to sleep on the deck of the shed, and shunting was going on during the night. That was about the limit, I tell you. I arrived finally at my destination about midday last Wednesday. Now I live in a truck at a small French station. There are two other sappers and a lieutenant here. We deal chiefly with gifts and comforts sent to the troops. We are out in the country now. I think this railhead is about 7 miles from the firing line. Can hear the guns and see the shells fly overnight. I must ask you kindly to excuse me for writing in pencil, but I have no pen and ink here. Would you mind letting this letter be treated as to the whole of the statistical department? Please, sir. With the kindest regards to all, I am yours obediently, Arthur Smith.